What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach Niecy, the CEO of Uncovering the New You and the founder of Save Your Summer Body Bootcamp. And you are back to another episode of New Mind, New Body, and New You. What can I say? Welcome to October, right? Welcome to October. New Mind, New Body, New You is a podcast that talks about the things that we don't discuss outwardly. You know, the things that actually get us healthy, the things that we ignore that keep us in the state of mind. And then also too, the things that we need to have more conversation about, you know, as it relates to our physical and our mental health. Uncovering the New You is my company, and I serve women over 30 years of age to not only help them save their summer body, but to also turn those bad habits that they've acquired over the years into good habits. And today, I want to talk about the new season. I really want to have a conversation about the new season. You know what? Can I be honest? I absolutely hate fall. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. I know some of you are like, no, this is sweater weather. It is boot season. You know, the pumpkin spice comes out. Like, everybody is super excited about this time of year except me, because I'm not. Fall is one of those seasons where everything changes immediately. You start to see the leaves change. You start to see the time change. It gets darker a little earlier and you wake up and it's still dark. You know, and then the weather automatically changes. It gets cooler. Like, everything changes immediately. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but seasonal depression sits in right at the beginning of fall. As soon as it pops in, because of the immediate changes and not really allowing someone's body, you know, to really get acquainted or get acclimated to the changes that come with every season. Now, I know this happens every season. The same thing happens every year. But it's one of those times where I feel like I'm in a groove. And as soon as I get into my groove and, you know, I'm acclimated to summer, boom, the summer's gone. And now I'm having to readjust, change out all my clothes. I know it sounds like I'm complaining, but in real life, it does affect a lot of people. In real life, you know, your ability to accommodate to the weather, the time, and just the instantaneous change, you will find that sometimes you're getting a little down and out, or you feel like you're trying to cram everything into your day. Do you agree with me just even a little bit? Right? Because I hope you do. Because I understand, you know, yes, like I said, it sounds like a true complaint. Like, get over it, Niecy, right? But in all, it's one of these things where when you are struggling with change or you struggle with trying to transition, you will begin to see how difficult it is. And it's not like I actually disagree or I have a problem with change. I'm good with it. But for me, I'm such an organizer. I hate being all over the place. And I realize that when it gets dark, I'm waking up to dark. You know, before I know it, it's dark. The leaves are falling. They're all over my car. My yard is filled with leaves. I feel like I am being rushed to do things that I know needs to get done, but now it seems more immediate. And so, you know, ultimately, I've had to create a strategy over the years in order to adjust to this, right? Yes, of course, Niecy. You had to create a strategy. One of the biggest things that I did was beginning to really pay attention to the seasons. That means that, you know, I was preparing for my change. Quarter four is big, you know, for many business owners. And as a business owner, I'm always looking at what is my next. I also look at the seasons now about what is my next, what happens. I started to adjust. And can I share a little story with you? All right. So I used to live in Virginia, and in August timeframe, the kids go back to school right at the beginning of September. The kids will go back to school. For some of you who know my testimony, know that I was a single mom for many, many years. Yes, I had the support of family, but I was in a state by myself where there was no true support for me. And every year, around August timeframe, I would notice how I would begin to struggle financially. I would begin to struggle mentally, trying to figure out how I was going to prepare for my son. How was I going to buy him school clothes? How was I going to pay all the bills? I would always get behind in doing something around the July, August, and September timeframe. It never failed because I had to, it was like robbing Peter to pay Paul to make sure my baby had nice school clothes. It was like trying to juggle, you know, two balls that were heavy for either one of my hands. And every year, and when I finally got to a stable place, I sat down and I said, why am I continuing to go through this hamster wheel? And every year around this time, I'm struggling. When I look back, it was me adjusting my finances for the change, adjusting my finances, how I spent money. So around the end of June timeframe in July, I would not spend as much money once I got stable. And I would have begun to look at how I was appropriating my bills, appropriating my funds, what I was giving, what I was taking, what I was spending. These things became super important to me because I had to adjust that because I realized that over the years, I kept doing the same thing. Oh, okay, around July, I'm going to start school shopping. Around August, I'm going to start school shopping with all the deals. But it wasn't the fact that I did not save enough money to do the shopping. So I was literally taking what I had every month for bills to do that. That's what I have to do also too when it comes down to my fitness, because the weather changes and now we're getting ready to go into the holiday season. We're now having to adjust to a time difference. When I want to go outside and work out, I'm not working out in the dark. I'm adjusting how I organize my day. I'm organizing my time. What am I doing with my time? Procrastination is less in this time because I have very little daylight to work with. Does that make sense? Am I on an even playing ground here? When I realized that what I was working with and what I actually had available to me, I realized that I either had to get more done in my day, in the weekends, when I had a longer time span, instead of trying to cram it all Monday through Friday. And again, making it realistic to what my reality is, right? If you work overnight, you have to realize that if you want to go and work out, it might be dark when you get off of work, that you might have to wait a little early or wait a little later, you know, and making sure that it's safe for you and, you know, and all the odds and ends that you have to do to make sure that you have a good workout. And then also too, if you're a gym goer, adjusting your times and when you go to the gym that are realistic to really what you can do. And then also too, I was reading a study a few years ago and we talked about that October, November, and December are the 3 months of the year. October, November, December are the 3 months of the year where more than half of the population gains more than 20 pounds. Why? Because of holiday season. This is the time I also started getting my fitness up, meaning that now that it is a little cooler outside, I can go running outside. I can get outside a little bit more. It's not extra hot and it's not extra cool. So I'm able to go out, you know, and I, again, appropriating my time to get out and do the things I needed to do, which would allow me to keep my weight off. Because listen, I don't know about you, but when I go to my mother's house, I like to eat. I love to eat. And don't get me wrong. Yes, I'm a trainer. And I understand that Thanksgiving is a one-day thing, but my mother doesn't cook Thanksgiving and I don't live with my mom. So when I travel home, I want to eat my mother's cooking, right? I don't eat everything she eats, you know. I have to be careful when I say that. I don't eat everything my mother cooks, only because that's not my lifestyle anymore. But when she does cook what I like to eat, baby, when I tell you I sit at that table and eat, oh, I eat. She makes sure I come back to Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. And that's just what it is. So I ensure that when I want to have that one day where I enjoy my mother's cooking, you know, the Christmas holiday too. And I can't forget my grandmothers. I can't forget them either because they put some food on the table for me. Baby girl is going to eat. But anyway, I realized that I had to start getting it together now. Granted, I've been doing it all year, but for the normal person who does not work out each and every day or lacks the consistency and the stability, this is the time now where you really want to start. Get out walking because it is cooler for you. You don't have to worry about the high temperatures. You can stay out a little longer and it's not actually damaging anything that you've got going on, you know, because safety is first. Nobody wants you to go outside and it's 95 degrees. You know, if you live in Atlanta, Georgia, or have been to Georgia, you know this humidity and this heat does not play. So therefore, you might want to go out early in the morning or late in the evening. And, you know, here is not a choice for me. So, so you know, you got to be careful about that. But in reality, though, you know, when we start talking about the changes that we have to make sure that it's realistic to what we've got going on and the adjustments. You know, a lot of times when the kids are home during the summertime, it's like we have more time to be able to maneuver and get the things that we need done because the kids are asleep, especially if they're, you know, younger. They can easily get up and make them a bowl of cereal or whatnot, or you cook them a healthy breakfast. But it's one of those things where when they go back to school, we try to get everything done before they get home because now it's homework. It's more of an articulated schedule. We've got homework. We got to get our shower. We got to get dinner and we got to get to bed. So it's a routine that you try to make consistent and you try to follow it as a parent when your kids are there. Now, many of my clients don't have younger kids in school. Many of my older clients don't have children that are in school, they have adults. However, they do have grandchildren that this applies to. But you, whoever's listening, you know, all over the world here, you may feel the same way that you feel like you're rushed because of this routine schedule now that you didn't have in May, June, and July. You have it now between August, September, and October. All right. You know, well, all the way up until the time they get out of school in June, May, or June. However, here are some tips on how you can truly gather yourself. One, you've got to ensure that you are planning for the season change. I don't really care what your change is, right? It doesn't matter. You got to plan for it. So if you know that those baby school clothes are up and you know that you are working on a fixed income, you got to start saving for it in May and June, you know, and stop spending all your money in the summertime and being able to now saying, hey, I'm prepared and not get behind in your bills in the winter months. Because, you know, again, when we start turning on that heat and it gets cold, those bills go up. Right. But for fitness wise, if you know your health is at risk, you know, you can't stand the heat. Guess what? Now you've got to plan. I need to go to the gym physically because the kids are gone to school, or I need to get outside and I need to get it in, right? If you're like me, I teach my classes via online and all my clients love it virtually. So you can join something virtually, but making it realistic to your reality and adjusting your time that is appropriate for what your reality looks like. The number two is being patient with your change. I realized I would panic every time I didn't have money and I'd call my mother and she'd be like, baby, it's going to be okay. He's got plenty of summer clothes that he can wear still and it's still hot. So allow him to do that and you continue slowly buy the clothes. But next thing you know, with the amount of money I was bringing in, it would be Christmas. And I didn't like that, or he'd grow out of it. So I had to think of a less anxiety filled way in order to get where I wanted to go. Like I had to figure out a different way. Number three, right? Make sure you're not procrastinating. This right here, during this time, when it gets cold, you want to snuggle up. You want to get a cup of coffee, cup of hot tea, some soup. And when your feet get warm, you're ready to go to sleep. Am I right? Absolutely. Because I am the same way. I realize that if I don't maximize my time right now with what I have, when I say maximize it, not burn myself out, but get what I need done and get out all the things that need to be taken care of, those things allowed me to be organized in a season of change because now I had a very articulated schedule to follow. That means if I need to get up at 5, I'm getting up at 5. If I know that I need to get my son up by 6:30, he was up by 6:30. I didn't stay in the bed that extra 5 minutes. And then also with the articulated schedule and that procrastination, I ensured that I kept the schedule, right? That means making the schedule and actually following it. I didn't add things on, you know, unless they were emergency things or things that I knew that had a timeline. I still had to focus on the things that needed to get done. And I really hope you're following me here because, again, it's very, very essential to prepare yourself for change. Now, some things we can't, right? I'm simply talking about the things that we do have control over, such as your time, such as your ability to save and adjust and to fulfill, okay? And then last but not least, right, after we've executed and we made sure that we're following the plan, make sure you're following up with yourself, showing up. I know one thing I would say, I would touch one thing and I wouldn't finish. I would start another and then I wouldn't finish. I was like, okay, I looked at my list and realized nothing got done. It wasn't procrastination. It was because I had so much going on. It was overload. So I had to follow up with myself. I followed up with myself and I said, all right, Niecy, you've got to get control over this. You got to finish one thing to get to another. And so I said to myself that once I gave myself grace to do that, the follow-up helped me to keep track of everything that I needed to get done. And I know this sounds like a lot. I know it sounds like a lot because it was a lot for me to adjust. But when I started buying scheduling books and actually utilizing them, setting time aside to put these things together, it became easier for me to follow a process because it was realistic for me. It was organized and I could easily fill in the gaps if there were some gaps, but I would not experience burnout, nor would I have that underutilization feel like I'm not doing enough. I didn't feel any of that. It became easier to manage my time. Now, let's be real. Every day is not a good day. I'm not even going to sit here and hold you and lie to you. No. Every day is not a good day. However, when they're not good days, I take what I cannot do, or I take the things that were unable to be completed and I just move them to the next day. And if I could pass on the task, whether it, you know, to a family member or pass on to a friend or get some advice or get some assistance, then I would. Sometimes you can't just navigate this world alone. Sometimes you got to ask for help. And so this is where, you know, a lot of times we fail to do that because we're trying to cram in the process. When my mother was close, it was nothing for me to pick up the phone and say, Ma, I need you to come and get Xavier because I got this, that, and the third to that needs to get done. And my mother would meet me halfway. I'd drop him off. I'd come home and then I would do what I need to do. And I would try to maximize the time I had while I was child free. So what am I saying, right? What are you saying, coach? Happy October. Welcome to quarter four. Welcome to a new season. Welcome to new changes. Be open to the newness. Don't shut out what you already have done. Don't try to cross it out because what's done is done. We have less than 3 months left until 2022, and we still have an opportunity to win at whatever we're going to do. We still have an opportunity to navigate the strategies that we've been trying to implement since January 1 of 2021. We still have time. Don't feel rushed. create an or create a system of, that's organized that you can continue to follow and allow those goals to be met, regardless if they're met in 2021 or they're going to start again in 2022. But do not give up on yourself. Be accepted to the change and be open for new opportunities and new avenues to travel, because many do. As we continue on through this pandemic, right? And as you continue to open yourself up back up to the world, just know that more changes are going to come and be ready for that. Be ready for that. But to get ready right now allows you to be prepared whenever the changes do come in front of you and you're not surprised. Whatever they may be. For me, it's financial and fitness. Those are my two F's for that I always focus on in quarter four. Finances for my business and fitness for me, because this is the end of the year and I want to come into 2022 a different me. Always, I've always done that. I always go harder in the fall, in October, November, December. Suffering with seasonal depression, I don't like the change, and fitness is where I cope. I literally use fitness as my coping mechanism, and that is how I keep myself out of that rut with the time change. I work out and I go hard. I lift a little heavier. I run a little more. You know, I increase my reps a little more. Like, I do it all. Now, what do you do? What are you going to do? What will you do? I'm asking you now. I'm asking you now, how will you keep yourself from gaining that 20 pounds? How will you keep yourself from getting complacent with where you are and forcing yourself to go on these crazy fad diets come January 1, trying to get summer ready? Why not now? Why not start right now? Why not give yourself an opportunity to go for it right now? So what will you do? I'm interested to learn your feedback. I'm interested to hear what you will do. I do appreciate your time though, right? Before I get to hear your responses, I do want to thank you for your time and listening to another episode of New Mind, New Body, New You. I want you to go forth and I want you to have an amazing day. I want you to make sure you stay hydrated, make sure you have good food, make sure you have a positive mindset, and wake up every day with the same mindset that today could be your day. Because remember that every day is an opportunity to be amazing, but there's always going to be that one opportunity that changes the trajectory of your life. And today could be just that day. So show up for you. Thank you for your time once again. This is your girl, Coach Niecy, your host of New Mind, New Body, New You. You all have a great day, and I will see you all soon next episode. Thank you and have a good day.